When the Canadian Premier League came into being in 2019, people legitimately wondered whether a national pro-domestic soccer league could survive, never mind thrive. But the corporal continues providing opportunities for players to ply their trade for money in Canada, however modest that compensation is in comparison to other premierships across the globe. Both the salary ceiling and floor have been raised in the corporal for its upcoming fifth season in 2023. The most that the corporal clubs, including island-based Pacific FC, can spend on season salaries has been increased by $175,000, which is 18.5%, to now $1.125 million. The minimum a club can spend is $750,000, which is an increase of 15% from this past season. The minimum a player can be paid is $30,000, which is an increase of 36%. No individual player maximum was announced, but it is believed to remain in the $75,000 range. These important changes continue to reinforce our mission of creating opportunities for young Canadian players to showcase their talents on home soil and build a league that all who love the beautiful game here in Canada can proudly support, Corporal Commissioner Mark Noonan said in a statement. I am consistently impressed by the level of play in our young league and believe these changes will not only further reward our current players but encourage prospective players to consider the corporal as their league of choice. Paul Byrne, managing director of Pacific FC and instrumental in launching the corporal in 2019 and Toronto FC of Major League Soccer and BMO Field in 2007, applauded the moves. It's another sign corporal owners really understand the challenge of growing a professional soccer league in Canada and are building to improve the game in this country, said Byrne. It has come faster than any of us would have anticipated, and that warms my heart. It's a sign of the health of the league. The corporal also announced the expansion of the U21 player incentive program that was inaugurated this past season. It was introduced to encourage corporal clubs to sign emerging young Canadian talent. The program offers salary cap forgiveness to teams on the first $200,000 paid to U21 players, where only 50% of a U21 player's salary counts toward the cap. This mechanism allows clubs to earn up to $100,000 of relief, 50% of $200,000, to hit the $1.125 million ceiling, said the league. Byrne described it as an important driving mechanism to give more young players an opportunity. Corner kicks. Retiring PFC captain Jamar Dixon has been named the club's manager of football and player development. The three-time Canada-capped former midfielder, who played three seasons for PFC including the Corporal Championship year of 2021, will help develop the first team roster while also developing youth talent in PFC's Island Wave program. Ellipsis. Jordan Haynes, Matteo Polisi, Umaro Balde, Nathan Mavila and Luca Ricci will not be returning next season to PFC. Haynes played three seasons on the Trident's back line as a reliable defender and was particularly steady under pressure during the run to the Corporal Championship in 2021.